Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact information, and potential dates. Details at 93.7thefan.com now, brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. Steel City Shredding, also what Pitt is going to do to West Virginia on Saturday. I just took a peek at the line, which has moved to Pitt minus 7. Pitt, a minus 278 favorite to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does that shock you?
No. 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 No.
Did you see Rich Rod's interview yesterday? He was asked about 13-9.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, it's a sore spot, of course, and took some time to get over, and will never not, like, any win will never be better than, or never make that feeling go away, basically is what he said.
Yep.
Yeah, that's terrible. That stinks. You have to live with that for your whole life. I never really thought about it at the time, you know? It was just like, you know, we won a big football game to ruin the chances of West Virginia getting a national championship, but you don't, you know, I mean, what, I was 19 years old, and I didn't think about that would have to live with a grown man for the rest of his life. That's terrible. I actually felt bad. Seriously, I felt bad. It was like, I was watching, I was like, man, that's terrible. He has to live with that. Like, even though this game, like, they could blow Pitt out and still won't take away that stinging feeling of 20 some years ago, or almost 20 years ago. That's a terrible feeling. That's awful.
You done yet?
I'm just saying it's terrible. You don't want to see somebody go through anguish like that for their whole life. To this day, it's awful.
Now you done?
I mean, I'm sure the same feel. I mean, he has coaches on his staff that played in the game. Noel Devine, Pat White. Two great guys.
Narduzzi thought Slayton was on the staff.
Man, might as well be. Slayton's a chef. You know that?
He's a chef?
Yeah, he's like a top level chef.
Do you remember that time that Antonio Brown thought that his chef was threatening him by leaving his fish head
chef
in his freezer?
Nico.
That's right.
Right?
Is my man still in Dubai?
I don't know. Pomp asked me that on the pregame show. The Pitt pregame show, he's like, is Antonio Brown, is he here with us?
No, wait a second here. How does that come up on the Pitt pregame show? Because I know you weren't
Central
grilling.
Central Michigan.
Okay.
Yep.
Now that makes all the sense in the world.
Right.
I was going to say, you wouldn't be grilling him about 13-9. Which, do you see what I've done here?
Yeah.
You are killing Rich Rod about 13-9.
No, I'm not. I'm
and
trying
by, to. And by extension, you are crushing me. And my deflection was, I go to a fish head in Antonio Brown's freezer, for God's sakes. I hate it here. And I've got my friend in a group chat right now, all trying to convince themselves that something good could happen on Saturday. And I'm trying to tell my friends, don't do that to yourselves.
Something good could happen.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Hope is a dangerous thing. Shawshank Redemption. Have you ever seen Shawshank Redemption, City Limits?
I actually have, yes.
Do we believe him or not?
I believe him.
Andy Dufresne, Red.
I watched it a couple of years ago when doing an overnight shift on the KDK AM side.
It's a good movie to watch overnight if you do a shift late night.
Yeah.
You have nothing to do. Yeah,
one of the classic show movies, excuse me, that when it's on television, yeah. I will watch it.
It sure was. We sat up there. We had suds together. We felt like...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Free man for the first time in a long time.
I called someone the other day, and their voicemail was Frank Caliendo doing an impression of Morgan Freeman. And I was so shocked. I thought that I called the wrong number, and I called back, and it was the same thing again. I don't really know what to do. I guess you just leave a message after the beep. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. If Crosby left, would you cry? That is the Twitter poll question. Said I wanted to talk about Keanu Benton here. Here's what Mike Tomlin had to say on Keanu Benton and a potential shift to defensive end.
Keanu is expected to get better from game one to game two like everyone else. I think it's a reasonable expectation. At least it is for me. You know, I think once you've been in the stadium and you've played 60 minutes of football, you know something about yourselves that you didn't prior to going into it. And I think that knowledge, that experience individually and collectively is a catalyst for improvement between game one and game two.
So the 2023 draft for the Steelers, Broderick Jones, first round pick, Joey Porter Jr. and Keanu Benton, second round picks. Broderick was awful game one. Benton was awful game one. Porter got a little nicked up on the hammy game one. Did any of those guys play better their second season than they did their first season?
No.
That is the first draft that Omar Khan oversaw.
Was that Herbig's draft too?
It was.
And he's probably the best one out of the draft?
I think Nick Herbig is one of the best situational pass rushers in all of the NFL, and there are many teams in the league he could start for. Darnell Washington was part of that draft. He's a good player.
Not better than Herbig.
He's not better than Herbig.
Or hasn't been better than Herbig.
They like Spencer Anderson. They really like Corey Trice despite all the injury stuff. The jury's still out on Jones and Benton. Like, Porter's not a bad player, but he didn't get better from year one to year two. And they, I mean, shoot, I say that, but they go out and they get Darius Slay and they go out and they get Jalen Ramsey. So what are they telling you that they think about Joey Porter Jr.? That draft class right now, to me, more bad than good. More bad than good. Even though you get Herbig and Darnell Washington, that doesn't make up for a franchise left tackle being a turnstile. And it doesn't make up for a guy that you have starting every game for you on your defensive line, and you're supposed to be this tough, physical, run-stuffing outlet, being one of the big-time reasons why they were getting pushed around. If Broderick Jones wasn't as bad as he's been, and they hadn't jerked him around, left tackle, right tackle, and swing tackle, and this and that, we would talk a lot about Keanu Benton's failures. He needs to get better, and he needs to get better in a hurry, and I don't see it, because I don't think that guy's built to play nose tackle.
Mm-hmm.
We never did.
Mm-mm.
We never thought he was a nose tackle. Now, why? Black, they said, ain't a nose tackle, even though he's nose tackle capable.
Yep.
That should be your nose. But they never trust a young guy to play that quickly. Keep an eye on that 2023 draft. It ain't good. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, Pitt fan here, way too much confidence coming in for Pitt. We always find a way to pit ourselves. Don't be shocked when Pitt inexplicably loses. Pitt does tend to do that, as West Virginia has always tended to do that. These programs, they mirror each other in a lot of different ways, in that when the fans get high, that's when things wind up being bad. I gotta say, if Pitt has any of these stub-your-toe losses this year, I would be really surprised if they play a poor football game in a rivalry game. I mean, I even think back to when Narduzzi was playing Michigan at Michigan State, and I always thought that Michigan State, a team that didn't have as much talent, always played up in those games. I think about the Penn State game for Pitt in Beaver Stadium. I think about the first Penn State game. I feel like they generally play well in the rivalry games under Narduzzi. And they didn't a couple of years ago, but I don't know that you can coach around Phil Dracovic.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's an egg-laying game for Pitt this year, I don't see it being this Saturday when you're going into the backyard brawl. I just don't.
Yeah.
I think everything favors Pitt. And that's me saying it here. And I'm generally such a rosy guy, Doran.
You are.
I mean,
I don't think Jaheim White on his best day is as good as Desmond Reed. I think few players are in the country, but that's their version of him, and he ain't there. And we ain't seen a player, West Virginia, the caliber of a Desmond Reed on the offensive side this year. And I think they got some tricks up their sleeve for that guy.
Maybe.
And I don't think Pitt has shown everything that they plan on doing defensively either, because they didn't need to, because they took they took care of their MAC opponent.
Don't punt the ball to him.
Yeah.
That's the trick. He is the trick.
I like the way you put that.
He is the trick. Like, you don't need tricks up your sleeve. He is the trick. Don't punt the ball to him.
As a lover of college football and a guy who will obviously watch every Pitt game because it's part of the job, he is a joy to watch.
So fun.
He is so good. So, West Virginia, Oliver Straw is their punter. He's a nice Australian mate. Mm. That was pretty bad, huh?
Yeah.
Mate.
Shrimp on the bobby.
Shrimp on the bobby. That's how I usually have to center myself, too. He needs to be punting the ball to me in section 107.
Yep.
Or else, rut-row.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.